It's August. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists, Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
So far, we've heard yellow-breasted chat, broad-tailed hummingbird, spotted towhee.
We're at the trailhead for Bear Creek Canyon Trail that's right off of Bear Canyon Drive, which is a little bit off of Lehigh. So it's an easy place to get to, and it's a wonderful area for birds. It's just got everything. It's got running water from Bear Creek. It's got brush for shelter. And right now, the berries are ripening, and they're currants and hawthorn berries. Choke cherries are just lush.
They almost look like a miniature handful of grapes. One of the most valuable trees you could ever plant in your yard are choke cherries. The birds just love them.
You're almost tempted to eat one of those, except they're very sour. And I'd hate to deprive the birds of even one berry.
Oh, there's the waxwing right here. Look at them. They're looking for berries.
Only about 10 feet away from us.
Yeah. The waxwings have a really stunning black mask. They look like little bandits in the berry bushes.
The reason they have the name waxwing is there's a little dot of red that looks like a red sealing wax on the wings.
Cedar waxwings nests are maturing right now here in early August, with young waxwings starting to fledge. Waxwings are this gorgeous tannish brown with a yellowish belly and a black mask and a delightful little crest on the top of their head. Their nickname is Berry Bird. They forage on these choke cherries, gooseberries, or currants. It's a major food to feed their young.
And sometimes the waxwings form a berry brigade, so one of them will pick a berry and pass it on to the other.
If you're lucky to see it, you're like, which one is going to choose to eat the berry finally? It's really funny. They pass that berry back and forth. Oh, there goes a lesser goldfinch. It just landed up here on top of this dead cottonwood. Do you see it, Carol?
Yes.
Oh, it's a nice male. Bright yellow, black cap, green back. Some people like to think of them as wild canaries because they're bright yellow. They time their nesting with the availability of wild thistle plants.
There are a lot of thistle plants around here, most of which are non-native, like the Canada thistle that I see over here.
If you see thistle and you don't know what species it is, please leave it, because a lot of native thistles here on open space are unfortunately being destroyed by people who think they're doing a good thing, and they're actually killing native thistle plants. August is a good time to look for nesting waxwings and goldfinches. Whether you might see a nest full of young or some young fledglings, by the end of this month, all the goldfinches should be fledged, and they will follow their parents around and wait for mom or dad to stuff thistle seeds down their throats.
Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.